wherever you are and give God praise this morning. It's the worship.
You are beautiful.
eu vou lá, o ré. Você eu vou cá e eu vou. Ala deu com a o ré.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 7, J-E. Hallelujah. Can you make some noise? Clap your hands, O ye people, with a voice of triumph. Can you make some noise? Let's celebrate the grace of God upon our Father. It's right here. Celebrate the grace of God upon his life. It is grace that I make it also. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's get out an offering. The last session of Operation Jabez. And in the evening, we will come for the fire, for the crossover night. Can you lift up your offering? If you are sitting down, stand, please. It's time to rejoice. With gladness, you drop your offering. Can you lift it up? Father, we thank you. Lord, we ask that this offering is accepted. Our hands are blessed, and the offering on your hand is blessed. God bless you.
I bring you good news that you cannot refuse. It is well, it is well, it is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with your soul today. Everybody say it louder.
It is well, it is well, it is well in the name of Jesus. It is well, it is well with my soul today.
Everybody sing it one more time now.
It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well in the name of Jesus.
One more time, sing it to Jesus.
He is well,
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 in the name of Jesus.
He is well with my soul today.
Listen, this is Operation Jabez. I want you to prophesy to yourself. Put your hand on your chest, everybody. Can you put your hand on your chest as you prophesy to yourself?
Hey, it is well with my soul now.
It is well. Jesus, he is well with my soul today.
Listen, Mama pulling on me right, microphone in on me left. Singing the gospel of the Almighty One. I bring you good news that you cannot refuse. It is well, it is well, it is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today. Everybody love me and you sing now.
He is well with my soul. He is well.
Prophesy to the life of your neighbor. Get the neighbor as you prophesy to the life of your neighbor. It is well with your soul. Come on, get the neighbor.
Hey, it is well with your soul now.
Well.
Prophesy to
it
your neighbor.
Well.
Prophesy
it
to your
well.
Neighbor.
Name
everybody say, it is well with your soul.
With
get another neighbor.
Day.
Get another neighbor. Prophesy to your neighbor.
It is well.
Is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
Everybody say, come on, come on.
Get
another neighbor.
Who the sun on my head, ring on my fingers, and me on the stone.
One more time,
you picked me from the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to say, who the sun on my head, ring on my fingers, and me on the
stone.
Set my feet on the rock to stay. Put a crown on my head, ring on my fingers, and be on the throne.
One more time.
You pick me from the marry clay. Set my feet on the rock to stay. Put a crown on my head, ring on my fingers,
and be on the throne.
Today is the last day of 2019, the last day of the year, the very very last day, and you are alive and well.
Your children are well. Your spouse is healthy. God has seen you through. He has kept you sane. You know, listen, the troubles of life, there are troubles and things you pass through this year that if not God on your side, you could have lost your mind. No, you could have been alive, but something would have gone wrong. Some shakings before you came out of one, another came. Before you came out of one, another came. But this is 31st of December. You have... Just lift your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Give Him glory. Thank Him for life. For making you to see today. For the life you gave to me, I've come to say thank you. For your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, I just want to say, Baba, oh, Eshe. I just want to say, for this life that you gave to me, I've come to say I thank you. For your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, I just want to say, Baba, oh. I want to say, and when I remember the place that you took me from, I would never be tired to say, Lord, thank you. I see you doing a new thing in my life. Lord, I'm grateful for the future I see. Jesus, we want to thank you. You deserve all the thanks and all the worship. Lord, I come before your throne, mighty Redeemer. You are all in majesty, lifted above all. At the mention of your name, demons are trembling. Heal the sick, you make the lame to walk. I bow your throne in praise, glory to your name. I bow before your throne in praise. At the four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine. Holy, holy, beautiful you are. I bless and lift your name. Oh, ye blessed Savior, you are worthy of my praise. There's none like you. At the four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine. Holy, holy, beautiful you are. Jesus, you are Savior.
your ways. Mighty you are, faithful you are, worthy. Want to thank you. Want to thank you for life. Thank you for preservation from January to February to March to April to May to June to July to August, September, October, November, and now December, the very last day of the year 2019. We are grateful. 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 We thank you. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our loved ones. We bless you, my Father. We are grateful. Can we lift up our hands? We are grateful. Oh, Lord. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. For all you have done for us, hallelujah. We are grateful. For all you have done, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. From our heart of hearts, we appreciate, we adore you, we honor you, we appreciate you, we love you. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap, 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 clap. Is that you clap for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Take your seat. Amen. How many of you can say verily that you've learned something new or some new things these few days? Amen. You've learned some new things these few days. The first session, what did I talk on Sunday evening? Who can tell me what I... When you get to class, before your teacher teaches you, there is what they call revision. So let's do revision now. Who can tell me what I taught on Sunday evening? What? Why many prayers are not answered? What's number one? Unforgiveness. Number two? Praying outside. Three? Strong man. Is that all? Four? Thank God, what? Love, not presence. Who taught you bankruptcy of your presence? Bankruptcy of the love of God. Is that all? Pardon? Lack of confidence. That's all right? Okay. Yesterday evening I thought on what? What happens? Number one. When we pray, what happens? What? Heavens are open. Then, proof of open heavens. When heavens are open, what happens? Eyes are open. Two. So he's here. Expo. You are just reading. I thought you were so retentive. You have been seeing it? Okay, we are saying before they brought it up. But this only empowered you to remember first, right? Amen. Amen. Number two. What happens when we pray? Now, I'm saying number one, heavens are open. And all that is all our subheads of what happens when we pray. Heavens are open. But before I tell you number two and maybe number three, we must understand that prayer is not because you feel like. It's an instruction from God. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, I wish that men pray everywhere. I wish that men pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. Luke 18:1, Jesus said that men ought always. So I want you to know, never come to a point where you say to yourself, I don't feel like praying. It's not a feeling, it's an instruction. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without. It's an instruction. So don't say, I'm so tired to pray, I'm so lazy to pray, I don't feel like praying. It's an instruction given by the God of heaven, the God of Israel, because you need to pray. When Jabez's mother called his name, the Bible says Jabez called on the God of Israel. He said Jabez prayed. An instruction has been given, has been meted and passed out, that everyone who wants to walk with God and overcome the battles of this human natural life must understand that prayer is a command. Prayer is not an advice. Prayer is a command. Prayer is not a counsel. It's an instruction. Am I speaking to somebody now? So let that be settled in your heart. Number two, when we pray, angels are activated. When we pray, we activate our angels. In Acts chapter 16, in verse 25, the Bible says for Paul and Silas, they praised and they sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. As soon as they prayed, the place where they were standing was shaking. Who shook the place? It was the angels of God. Who shook that place? The angels of God shook the place. An instruction was given that nobody should pray for 1 month. Because if you do that, you are violating the law of the king. But Daniel prayed. When Daniel prayed, something was activated. It was called the angels of God. And in Daniel chapter 6 verse 22, Daniel said, O king, for God has sent his angel, and they have shut the mouth of the lions. What brought activity on the angels? Prayer. Some of you have angels who are docile, angels who are just so lazy around because you are not praying. In Acts chapter 12, when Peter was put in prison, in verse 7, Acts chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible says why he was in prison, why they were praying. In verse 1, he said prayer was made for him by the church. And the Bible says in verse 7, he said, and the angel of the Lord appeared in the prison, and light shone. Why did angel appear? Why did angel appear? People prayed. Child of God, when you understand that you cannot succeed in this life without the ministry of angels. In Genesis 14, if you read verse 19, the Bible talks about the angel that went before the children of Israel. The Bible says in Exodus, in Psalm 35 verse 5, he said, let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Psalm 35 verse 5, let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Anyone who has an enemy after is our life, the only way you respond to enemies is the angel of the Lord to chase them. Whatever is chasing me, angel of the Lord, chase them. Whatever is the Lord, is the duty of the angels. Exodus 14:99. The angel of the Lord that went before, and the angel which went before the camp of Israel, removed from them and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud stood before their face is the ministry. In Psalm 34, I believe verse 7, he said, the angel of the Lord encamped
round about them that feareth God and delivereth them. It's the ministry. God's angels are God's deliverance agents. God's angels are God's security operatives. God's angels are God's FBI, Federal Bureau of Intelligence. God's angels are God's mobile policemen. They are God's army. Am I speaking to somebody here? The more you pray, the more you empower your angels. The more you pray, the more you empower your angels. The more you pray, the more your angels are active. Do you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus prayed? When Jesus was done praying and they came for him, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, because if it's of this world, I would have called legions." He only said that after he came out of the place of prayer. In other words, if you know what I just activated legions. But because I have an assignment, I am stopping them from working. Why I won't stop mine is because I don't have an assignment to die. Jesus has an assignment. I don't have such assignment to die for nobody. Am I talking to someone? Whenever you pray, you see, you only think getting just natural answers or spiritual answers. But you pray, there are beings, there are disembodied beings around you that are activated. When you are fasting, they are activated. When you are speaking in tongues, they are activated. And that is why I sympathize with those of you who don't speak in tongues. Because speaking in tongues is the language of angels. When somebody goes, barata zekete, is talking. You know what Paul said? Paul said, though I speak with tongues of angels and have no love, I'm like a sounding cymbal. In other words, tongues of angels. Angels' language is what? Tongues. So anytime you are speaking in tongues, and that is why some of you have angels that are docile because they don't understand you. You are speaking English. They don't hear English. Oh, do this for me. This for me. What is he talking about? Now, not because they are not literate as it were, but they are not permitted by structure to carry out instruction that is given in that language. I wish I was talking to somebody here. When the president of Russia goes into America or goes to Dubai, goes anywhere, he doesn't speak in English. He talks in Russia. An interpreter talks to him. He hears English. He understands English. But he is representing his country, not America. When he goes speaking in English, he's representing America. So he speaks in that dialect. Am I talking to somebody here? When the president of France came to this place, he had to apologize and tell his people, say, "I want to talk to them in English." Because he's supposed to talk in France. And he said, "Why I'm talking to them in English is because I was an intern at the French embassy." He worked in Nigeria. I'm talking of Macron. He worked in Nigeria. He worked at the embassy as an intern, working with the consular. So he knew Nigeria very well. He said, "Come, I know Nigeria." Everybody was screaming because he stayed there for like 2-3 years. He said, "Can I talk? Can I be like, act like I'm with a family?" When he went back, hair broke loose. They said, "How dare you? What happened to you speaking French?" Because that is the language he's authorized to communicate. Angels, when you speak, you know that they don't hear English. They are not carrying instruction in that dialect, that language. You've got to speak heavenly language. I hear some people say they are not led to speak in tongues. Are you led to speak your language? You don't have to be led. When it comes, speak it out. Am I communicating here? Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying. No wonder Paul overtook everyone who was a disciple. And he began to explain to them why he stood out amongst them. He said, "Because I speak in tongues than you all. I speak in tongues that
Peter. I speak in tongues than James. I speak in tongues than Paul. I speak in tongues than all of them.
Do you know it was actually tongues Jesus spoke? It was not Aramaic. I understand Aramaic. When Jesus said Talitha Kumi, it was not Aramaic. Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. It's not Talitha Kumi in Aramaic. It was tongues he spoke. And somebody there interpreted it. That is why he said Talitha Kumi. In other words, this situation has come to a level. I need angelic intervention. Talitha Kumi. And the dead girl came back to life. Somebody shout fire.
Hey, whenever you speak in tongues, you are printing money. Kateke. Account is rising. Barakasakata Likra. When you speak in tongues, you are printing money. You are activating your financial life.
From six, from the age of six, my kids speak in tongues. From the age of six. Because that's the common language in prayer in the house. Father Lord, I pray, Lord. Father Lord, come and help me, Lord. Father Lord, what's all that? Start like that, then switch. Start like that, then switch into the spirit. Am I speaking here? Paul said, I wish that all would speak in tongues. I wish all. Because he knew not all would speak in tongues. Some want to argue. Some are waiting for the Holy Ghost to enter their mouth and start moving it. Ba, bo, bo, ba, ba. Yeah, that's how they say. They see the Holy Ghost. They close their mouth. I don't want to speak fake thing. I don't want to speak fake thing. They are waiting for all spirits to enter their mouth and open it. Ba, bo, ba. You will wait till the 22nd century. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to move your mouth. You are the one to release yourself and begin to speak in tongues. Nobody is telling you to fake anything. You have to be flexible in the hand of the Spirit. You won't stand like that. Man of God said, receive. You are waiting for one thing to now open your mouth. Receive. He said, be flexible. You are waiting for some force to just carry you. Now, sir, you release yourself and begin to flow. La barata gayataga, rabakata yeze, lekapala, la kato prate alash, ligrata tungata, esobre.
Once you become born again, listen to me. Let me shock you. Don't take it personal, it's just the truth. Don't get upset if you are not speaking in tongues. Can I say it? If you are not speaking in tongues, you are not fully born again. I will explain. Wait now. If you are not speaking in tongues, you are not truly a believer. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall speak. Namitokam. Is it not the Bible? You know, anything I tell you, I will show you Bible. Anyone who says born again is a believer and does not speak in tongues is not complete. I'm not saying you are not born again, you could be regenerated, but you need to tell God, complete this thing by making me kibagada baga leko baradea gada yata. Kamayala bashata.
Ziki tiki 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 ti. Ziki tiki 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 ti.
At times, just walk into your office or walk into the restroom, as it were, anywhere that's available, the parking lot, just sit inside for 10 minutes. Build yourself. Build. Don't wait till a prayer meeting. Build yourself. And just pray. You activate your angels. Some of you have angels that's how they are going. Very dull and very lazy. Angels are angels that cannot fly. You possess angels that cannot fly. Very dull because you are so prayerless. You don't pray
spirit. You don't know what it means to communicate in the spirit, because these angels are in the presence of God. That's where they reside. They know God's presence. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9, I think, he called it the angel of his presence. The angel is called the angel of his presence. Am I talking in affliction? He was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his presence. The angel of his presence. So when you begin to pray, as your prayer life increases, the angels are activated. The angels are activated. The angels are activated. When Jesus was fasting, the Bible says, and the devil departed from him, and angels ministered. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, I think. Are they not ministering spirits sent for to minister to them who shall become the heirs of salvation? Meaning once you are saved, they are assigned. They are assigned to follow you. But your prayer life is what activates and empowers them to act. They are assigned, but they are docile and dormant. When you begin to pray, you now activate them. Am I concluding? So your prayer life empowers, quickens. Shadade grata talisa katebaratash eturakati barati katila. And as your fear for God increases, their empowerment also increases. As your passion for God doubles up, they are empowered to carry instructions. If you know what you carry, you will give them orders. Balikata. Look at that. There's a woman that's after you, or there's a man in your office who says you cannot progress, you cannot be promoted. What's his name? Ojo. It's a matter of going on your knees. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you. Because when you come to his presence, you come with thanksgiving. I thank you for today. I thank you for my life. Thank you for this job that you have given me. Father, there's a crisis in my office, and the person in charge or responsible is Mr. Ojo. Mr. Ojo, Ebaraza Duke Grata Zagia. Hey, Mr. Ojo, la capre tete, e grondazu atabaya. Ojo, Ojo, rataga bareate zaka, karoda gada. Ojo, Ojo, lapa, 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 irekete rosso, broto, 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 broto. Ojo, am I talking to somebody here? A brother went for vigil. You know, vigil is on Friday. And, you know, there are offices where they just call you up. They can just call you and say, come to the office. Right? Just spontaneous. So we need you in the office now. So he went for the vigil and he slept. He overslept. When he woke up some minutes to 11 a.m., he saw an SMS on his phone that be at the office by 6. It was 11. Hey! Rushed and got to the office. They said, we can't talk, our guy is shouting and screaming. So as he went to the boss office, he opened the door. He said, I don't want to sleep. Get out. You are fired. Your appointment is terminated. The brother said, but nobody told me. Your appointment is terminated. And the brother looked at him. Patarada. Giluduza. Pekotekete. Adazobra. Sir! I terminate your life. As he turned to go, the man said, come back. They know they follow you, play. In other words, you take my job, I take your life. Hey. I walked into the office of someone. Don't worry about who the person is. And I got to that office, and there was somebody as at then was so powerful in this country. So powerful. Powerful. As I got there to see this big man, this lady walked in. Everybody was shaking. Even our colleagues. Shaking. And she looked at me. She was surprised I wasn't standing. Everybody stood up. Me, why will I stand? I don't know you. I don't know you. Everybody stood up. What am I? So I stood. He turned to me and said, who are you? Me too. I said, who are you? They invited me. I didn't come on my own. So you can't tell me. If I struggle to come, you can't intimidate me. They invited me. I didn't come on my own. And it took them 3 months to allow to convince me to come. I said, who are you? He said, what? So he turned to the man and said, he's asking me who I am in this country. And the man said, Apostle. And I'm not deaf and dumb, so I don't hear sign language. I don't understand sign language. And she looked at me and said, you are still sitting, stand up. Aya, she touched my sensitive part. When she said that, I remembered my ororo. I remembered the oil on my head. Am I talking to somebody here? I looked at her, what did you say? I should stand for you? I said, it's not possible. And he said, you know, I'm so, I will walk you out of this place now. And I spoke in tongues. I say, you can walk me out of this place, but I can walk you out of this life. Just turn. Walked away. When he was gone, the man was telling me, see, correct. Are you serious? This woman can be quiet and walk away like this? I said, what? You see? I said, sir, move yourself. I'm disappointed. You're just shaking. He said, you don't understand. I made sure I spoke in tongues to activate the angels around me. That anything you say now, you drop, you go. Am I talking to somebody here? The Bible says concerning the angels, they excel in strength. They don't come back from battles defeated. Nobody has beaten the angels in a battle. Am I talking to somebody here? He said they never return defeated. From today, I empower your angels. Hey! Your angels are activated. Hey! Your angels are activated. Hey! Somebody shout fire. Hey! We have seen those angels walk before. I've seen them do some very strange things, which I can't tell you here. Some very strange things. There's a level you get to, you pick up an issue. I'm teaching you how to do this. Somebody's owing your money. Who is owing your money? Mrs. Deborah. Father, I come before you. Thank you. You are the God of life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this business from which I take care of my family. But Lord, there's a situation. This woman has sat on my money. Mrs. Deborah. Esoso. Akubratayesh. You know why? When you pray your understanding, you are limited on what you say. But when you switch to the spirit, the Lord knows where Deborah's bank account is. So you are the angel of God. Now you communicate it. That's her bank account that she doesn't want to break. She doesn't want to visit. Be provoke her. Let her senses be suspended literally. Let her use her hand to bring the funds to me. I'm telling you. Okay, let me give you an illustration. If they are owing you, stand up. Let me show you something. You are going to hear some people. They will pay them before they come back for crossover. I like practical. Let me show you something. They owe you, say they won't pay. The fact they won't pay, very easy. It's to communicate the angels. They are owing you. I'm not saying they owe you by faith. In reality, your money is somewhere. Hey! Yatabaha! Spirit of the living God. Awesome spirit. Sweet spirit. The one that says that it will bless the works of our hands. The one that says that whatever the hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might, for daring God commanded it blessing. I bring everyone here who is being owed. I summon everyone that is owing them, whether individuals or organizations. Your funds are released.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take your seat.
Karabalasha. Sendo Rokobaha.
Hey. Batatata. Your mouth cannot be. You see. Once you are a speaking Christian, you are a believer who prays, who speaks, who makes decrees, your angels are empowered. You don't joke. Nothing like I was joking. You don't joke. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6 say, don't say before the angel it was an error. Why should God be angry at the voice and destroy the works of your hand? In my house, there's nothing like there's no more food. Don't say it. Don't say there's no food. Why say food has finished? Why will it finish? Where is it finishing to? Don't say there's no what. Don't say that. There's enough food in this house. Okay, I understand. There's too much food in this house. I understand. Not food has finished. Food has finished. This one has finished. This is not available. You say things as they should be. Calling for those things that be not. I stole the word. Number three. Are you getting something? Are you getting something? Number one, what happens when we pray? Number two, what happens when we pray? What happens when we pray? Number three, when we pray, we dislodge enchantments. We dislodge enchantments. I will shock you now. Do you know every day of your life, when we pray, we dislodge enchantment. We dislodge. Every day of your life, somebody is making pronouncements on you. But when you start praying, you are dislodging someone. Oh my God. The battle of life is a battle of words. Read Numbers chapter 22. The Bible says a man called Balak, he wanted to reduce the strength of Israel, and he hired a king. He hired a prophet. His name was Balaam, and he said, Balaam, come and curse Israel for me. In other words, I cannot affect or afflict them until I pronounce words that will reduce them. I need to say something that will reduce them, something that will reduce their number, reduce their size. As soon as I say that, I can now reduce them and go after them. He said, these people are too mighty for me. I cannot arm them. In other words, they are too mighty for me. If I carry weapons, they will overpower me. If I carry chariots and horses and the armories of the flesh, they will overpower me. So come and speak words. Many words. Words are more potent than guns. Words are more powerful than physical weapon. Words are more powerful than a general purpose machine gun. An AK-47, a pump action, a rocket launcher, a grenade. Words are more powerful. A man can speak words, and as he speaks words, those words can be activated to bear fruit. He said, come and speak words over them. He said, please enchant for me. Enchant for me. In other words, make declarations on these people. Say words over them. And whenever Balaam tries, he opens his mouth to make enchantment, God reverses it. And that is why he said in Numbers 23:23, there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. I have received a commandment to bless. I has blessed. I cannot reverse it. Whenever you pray, you are releasing words to counter enchantment. Am I speaking to somebody here? To frustrate enchantment, to confuse. This life is spiritual. It was not Delilah that brought Samson down. No. What did Delilah carry that other women did not carry? It wasn't Delilah that went with her physical beauty to bring Samson down. No. If you study the story of Samson and Delilah, you'll be so shocked and almost confused to see that there was no intercourse between Samson and Delilah. It was words, words. Delilah was speaking words, but those words were spiritually potent. Those
God's word is powerful. How can somebody tell you, tell me the source of your strength? You say, if you tie me with rope, I shall be like another man. And while you were saying that, the woman pet you and you slept on her laps, and some men came out of the wardrobe. They came out of the wardrobe and tied you with ropes. And you woke up and caught the ropes. And the men ran back into the wardrobe. And they stayed in the wardrobe. You saw them. You were seeing them. And you still stay in the room. The next time, what shall be done? If you tie me with 7 fresh loaves, ropes, I will be like another man. And the man made you sleep. What kind of sleep is that? You sleep, you wake up. You sleep, you wake up. What kind of sleep is that? That you sleep, you wake up. You sleep, you wake up. Maybe ask him sleep again. And the man ran out of the way. He said, come out. And they tied you again. And after a while, he started laughing. He said, I'm joking with you. He says, all right, sleep again. And you slept again. It's his words. Those words were controlling him. Those words were manipulating him. Those words. And Samson ended up where he ended up. Why? Because it wasn't Delilah. It was Dagon. The God called Dagon, half man, half human. Half fish, half human. That was the God that pulled down Samson. That was why when they gathered that Samson should make sport of them, all the Lord, 3,000 of the Philistines gathered and said, "Dear God, we thank you for this man that you have given us." It wasn't Delilah. It was Dagon. Delilah was in the valley of Sorek. When I did a study on the valley of Sorek and the women of Sorek, they are not pretty. They are very regular, very anyhow. Regular. But when words, you see a man with a good home, responsible man, with a good home, he has a massive duplex, he has cars everywhere. He will carry his car at night and go and squat in the hostel with a student. This man has a duplex. Duplex. He'll be squatting with the student, and the girl will cook beans on her stove and put it on a plastic plate and give the man. He used plastic spoon to eat beans. It's not a wedding, no. His house. He used plastic plate to eat beans. This man pounded yam at home. He left jollof rice. Now he's eating small chops. Are you following what I'm saying? And he will sit down and the lady will say, now, drop the plate. He dropped the plate somewhere, and the lady say, come and go. He say, please now, come and go, my friends. Come and go. Let me stay small. Words have been spoken. How do you see a responsible politician, a man representing a constituency, a man that is representing, he's in the House of Rep or the Senate, and he will carry his leg at night and go to one university, and he stays at the gate, say, we don't know. How is school? They say, fine, sir. A legislator. What is happening? Words have been spoken. And when the lady come, the lady not just speak words, she also rub. She rub. By the time he rub a man's head, and sleeping sickness begins. Am I talking to somebody here? And I want to say, what did this man see in this person? Look at his wife. It is words. I've seen situations when a married woman will turn her back on her husband and begin to mess up with the driver. You look at the driver, you are confused. You are looking at him, looking under him, looking behind him, there's something left. He says, is it this one? Am I talking to somebody here? You see the woman say, no, this one is my savior. This one, I have seen critical situations. When you say this rabbi is my savior, if he goes, I go. I say, mother, I don't know. Is it beyond just being nice? So you can't understand. The man will laugh. Say, apostle, you don't understand. The driver has spoken words. He has visited somewhere. He has come back because he has a mandate, an agenda, and has spoken words to manipulate and confuse the home. I can't give you 1, 2, 3 Easter. man I've seen drive, I've seen wife follow driver out of home. Left mansion and get to a room with driver. Left children, children come back. Medical doctor, driver receiving, collecting money, going back there. I said, what has this man done? You know, the editor will give her one picture. He's occultic. He's after life. He's occultic. I said, this man has been married to you 15 years. He didn't kill you. It is now he wants to kill you. Because the enemy has confused your mind. And the driver is there. Look, you see the driver, you just get irritated. I'm talking to somebody here. When he appears before you, he has no relationship with perfume. This one has no covenant with toothpaste. He opens his mouth. Uzziah is coming out. And you are wondering, how is this woman coping? Am I talking to somebody here? When he's talking to you, there's a combination of olden day suya and current onions. And you're asking yourself, how is this person communicating with this one? But what? I'm trying to let you know the reality of the diabolical. And the antidote of the diabolical is the supernatural. The antidote, kata, tala, zadareka, toba. Anyone under a spell, yeah! I command the spell, break! Pastor, have you seen men, once they get salary, is beer palo. Beer. Educated, looks prim and proper. Educated, he went to school. As he gets money, there's a covenant with the bottle. Somebody has said that this one, he would drink and drink and drink to stupor, to stupidity, to insanity, to recklessness. He would drink and drink every time. From 1st to 26th is normal. How you know he has this salary is his movement. Once you just sing like that, ayaga, yaga, yaga, yo. They have changed the way to my house. That's how it's going. He stands. Say, yeah. America. Abraka. Here's my house. Okay. This one is in another level. Eh? Another realm entirely. He's said to be under the influence of alcohol. Eh? When you are under the influence of alcohol, it's not as a function of how much alcohol you have taken, but how much of you alcohol has taken. Bad. So bad. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. What? Any spell. Any pronouncement. Any divination. Any enchantment. Made by a witch doctor or a sangoma. Or someone that wields negativity towards you. Or towards your interest, your business, your funding, your children. Today, it is shattered. Today it is shattered. Somebody shall okay, the Lord said, I should tell you, as we are praying here, deliverance is manifesting in the life of members of your family.
Amen. Amen.
Brondaga. Brondaga. Number what? And this is where I'm going to stop. So we can go and prepare for the night. When you pray, the glory of God is released. After Moses prayed, the Bible says Moses spent time in God's presence. As he came out, they could not behold his countenance. Prayer changes your countenance. People are thinking of how to hurt you. You come out of the midst of prayer. When they see your face, they are confused. Oh, nobody's hearing me. They just see your face, they are confused. Prayer releases glory. You carry an ambience. These are people conspiring that they are going to take your life. They are going to do this and do that. As you appear. One time Jesus was ministering and some members of the Pharisees were confused. Publicly. You know what they said? They said, is this not whom the Pharisees and other scientists seek to kill? How come he speaketh boldly and no one confronted him? Why? Before he came, they had boasted. If we see him, if we get a hold of him. And people heard them. When he came out, the kingdom of God is at hand. Others said, ah, is it not he whom they seek to kill? How come he speaks boldly and nobody comes? Why? The glory was released and the glory intimidated them. When Moses came, he needed a veil to cover his face because the glory was too much. It was coming from the very presence of the God of Israel, the very presence of Elohim. When a man spends time in prayer, you carry an intimidating presence, an aroma, an ambience, an atmosphere, climate, a heavy, heavy, saturated, heavy, induced presence. There are people that walk, they are so natural, empty, nothing follows them. Face is so dry, nothing. The presence of God comes as a glory, and the glory rejuvenates you. Rejuvenates you. You are aging, but you looking younger because of glory. Am I talking to somebody? Not facial treatment, not manicure, pedicure. Glory cure. You carry glory cure. Coming out and that aroma is so heavy. So heavy. Am I communicating here? It's time for us to appear before his presence. The Bible says one time Jesus prayed and his garment was transformed. Garment, what he was wearing. He didn't say it was glittering. He said it was glistering. His garment, physical cloth, was transformed. They could not behold it. There was a glory that covered him. Someone is about to be translated into that glory. That realm of uncommon glory.
Amen.
That realm when wicked people see you, they put their head down in shame.
Amen.
When afflictors see you, they put their head down in shame.
Amen.
When they see you coming, the Bible says, strangers shall hear my voice and obey. When they hear of me, they shall fade to their hiding places. Am I talking to somebody here? The glory of God shall be released in your favor.
Amen.
The glory of God shall be raised in your life.
Amen.
The glory of God shall be raised in your life.
Amen.
Be on your feet. Be on your feet. And God granted his request. I'm going to pray a prayer today. And this means a lot to me. How do we know that Jabez's story changed? To what level was this Jabez blessed? Oh, we all pray Jabez. We pray about Jabez. Change my story like you changed Jabez. So what was the proof that his story changed? 1 Chronicles 2:55. And the family of the scribes which dwelt where? Jabez was so blessed that he founded his own city. The scribes were the selected upper class. His city was not for the stranded and the stunted. He was so blessed that those that resided in his city were elites. An individual became an institution because of intercession. Elites. Abbas was not just blessed. He was not a landlord of a house. He owned a city. Prayer made a man owner of a city. He was so blessed that wealthy men, elites, selected top echelon in the society were the ones that resided in his own personal city. A city was named after him. Which I was talking here. That's the level of blessing that Jabez got. I'm not asking you to pray that God will give you money, or God will give you a car or a house. I'm asking you to pray. You that changed the story of Jabez, make me an institution. Make me an institution. You that changed the story of Jabez, bless me so much that even the 10th generation will not forget that I passed through this world. It's beyond just having cash. It's being so blessed to have major things named after you. Make me an institution. You own your own bank. You own your own food company. You own your own car shop. A car named after you. There's a car that, a brand that bears your name. That's legacy. That's institution. That's institution. Oh God, that changed the story of Jabez. Arise. Make me an institution. Bless me beyond my dream. Beyond my dream. Beyond my dream. There are Indians who lend to nations. African nations will call them for funding. People call them. They decide what happens in the government. The government policy in those nations, they decide it. When there are issues in certain nations, people will tell you, call that man. Say, ah, why? Hey, what he has invested, that the president of that country listens to him. An individual can alter. An election was to take place in an African nation, and one of our African Nigerian men who has done so much, if that date, he had already, you know, programmed it ahead of time. He was going to do an exhibition, open his company there and all that, formally. And they found that he fell on the day of the election. The president shifted it. Shifted the election. What the kind of thing this man is bringing, if you allow him to change his mind. That's what they call institution. But you are there, still trying to be an individual. You are there, still thinking of a blessing that can change your car. Please, expand your mentality. Increase your capacity. Your dream should not be small. Increase your dream for 2020. That 2020, you are thinking of an estate, not a building. You are thinking of a transport company, not a vehicle. You are thinking of the blessings of God that can make an employer of labor. He said, they shall lend to many, they shall not borrow. That's the word of God over you. That's the word of God over your family. That's the word of God over your spouse. That's the word of God over your siblings. That's the word of God. I'm going to take this prayer loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father.
My father.
As I begin to pray. Oh God, that changed the story of Jabez. Arise. Make me an institution. Open your mouth and fire prayer. Fire protia na protia. Adilorone gele gota shalataya. Ik ga het niet
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's take the second prayer. We are going to spend time in this. Now I want us to get to the root of Jabez's problem. His mother called his name Jabez. You are going to tell the Lord, you have my permission.
Tu as ma permission.
Address the root of my pain.
Redresse la racine de mes douleurs.
Enter into my family line.
Rentre dans ma lignée familiale.
Matana patana.
Maternelle paternelle.
And address the root of my trouble.
La racine
oh
Lord, de trouble.
You have my permission.
Oh Dieu, tu as ma permission.
Enter my family line.
Rentre dans ma lignée familiale.
Matana patana.
Maternelle paternelle.
Address the root of my pain.
Redresse la racine de mes troubles.
Oh Lord, you have my permission.
Oh Dieu, tu as ma permission.
Enter my family line.
Rentre dans ma lignée familiale.
Matana patana.
Maternelle paternelle.
And address the root of my pain.
Redresse
oh
la
Lord,
racine.
Oh Lord, you have my permission.
Tu as ma permission.
Enter my family line.
Rentre dans ma lignée familiale.
Matana patana.
Maternelle paternelle.
And address the root of my pain.
Redresse la racine de mes problèmes.
Are you ready to take that prayer? When I say fire prayer, as you are praying, you are clapping your hands. I want to take the prayer with anger in your system. God will bring down every family strong man. Say, my father,
in the name of Jesus,
as I begin to pray,
oh Lord, you have my permission.
Oh Lord, you have my permission.
Enter my family line.
Enter my family line.
Matana patana.
Matana patana.
Address the root of my pain.
Open your mouth and fire prayer.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Let's go! Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Your angels from this day
are activated.
So activate every enchantment that has worked against you. Your siblings, your family, your children, your spouse, your finances, your ideas up until now, those enchantments today are rendered impotent.
So,
amen.
May
the glory of God,
que la gloire de l'Éternel,
that glory that was on the countenance of Moses,
la gloire sur le contenant de Moïse,
may that glory overwhelm and envelop you.
Amen.
May you be permanently secure.
Amen.
In 2020, you'll be so blessed, you'll become an institution.
Amen.
The Lord has entered your family. The forces that fought others before you, their assignment and hold over you
is broken.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are coming here by 9. And we are going to spend a couple of time taking testimonies. So for those of us who are coming here and you have testimonies, we are going to spend time to listen to what God did over the year in the lives of our people. And then we will enter into a new... So, it's important that you come with your 20 prayer requests. We're going to be addressing them one by one. We have a God that answers prayers. He will grant all your heart desires. And it will be better if by each request, if you can have a scripture. So if you get back now, it's an assignment. Are you following me? Look for a scripture to back. If it's finance, get a scripture on finance. If it's health, get a scripture on it. If it's protection, get a scripture on that. Balance everything so that when we begin to pray, we lift that before the Lord. You see, this is what we want for this new year. He said, bring forth your strong reason. We bring that before you and we believe God for answers. And there will be answers in the name of Jesus. Get an offering in your hand. God is faithful. Get an offering. Get an offering. Choir rehearsal starts immediately after the close of service. Choir.
Jesus' name.
Some say yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes, so nobody can say no.
Had a turnaround, our turnaround is effected. In 2020, our lives will be a mirror for others. Our life will be a message for others. It will be an advertisement of your favor in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one.
Angels shall fight for me. Greatness is on my side. Goodness shall follow me. In Jesus' name. Shake hands with five people. Tell them more grace. I'll see you tonight.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Jesus.